Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ray Fittipaldo going to join us in a second here. Brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. Did you see Connor McDavid's brother?
No.
His name is Cam McDavid. He is 32 years old. He looks exactly the same as Connor.
Seriously.
Like, they get mistaken as twins all the time. Like, I would, if I were a betting man, and I am, I would bet that Cam McDavid has pretended to be Connor to get laid before. Like, that's how much these guys look alike.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? You can't, they're not discernible. Like, they look exactly the same. What a bad stroke of luck.
Oh, my goodness.
To be born from the same parents as Connor McDavid and your brother just routinely put up 100-point seasons in the NHL. Can't win the big one, but you're, what the hell does he do for a living?
Well, that's like Frank Stallone.
Yeah. Is he ugly, Frank Stallone?
No, he's not, but he's Sylvester Stallone's brother and really never did anything.
And who's the Manning? Cooper Manning?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's his son, his arch, so he's actually winning now.
So now it's all worked out.
Yeah.
It skipped him, though.
It did.
It goes to his son, it's his brothers, it's his dad, and he's the only one who doesn't get to play big-time football in the NFL?
Well, he got hurt. I heard he was a really good receiver.
Yeah, he wasn't a quarterback.
Right.
Ah, well.
Yeah.
It's a weird aside. Ray Fittipaldo joins us right now. What's going on, Ray?
Not too much, guys. Wasn't Cooper Manning was at Ole Miss, and I think Doran's right. I think he was actually like a stud receiver before he got hurt.
That's exactly right, but what have you done for me in the league, pal? I mean,
there you go.
Your two brothers are winning four combined Super Bowl championships, and your dad was one of the best quarterbacks on a losing team. I mean, get it together, and your son's going to go on, maybe, to NFL greatness. But I digress. Ray, the Steelers, they got it done with Deshaun Elliott. What's the latest on T.J. Watt?
Pretty quiet on T.J. Watt, to be honest with you. I don't see a resolution to that before training camp. As you guys know, this is the only time front offices can get away and spend some time with their family, so I don't expect much to go on in the next
Yeah, but they
weeks.
Got
we'll
it done with Deshaun
happens.
Elliott, Ray. They were able to walk away from their families then.
Yeah, I mean, that was like, what, 2 or 3 days after minicamp ended. That wasn't and that one, honestly, they've been wanting to do that. Deshaun was so good last year. And that wasn't hard to do, right? Like, he was due to make $3 million. Now he's making $5 million a year. So that's not nearly as complicated as TJ. But like talking like about Deshaun, they now have 75% of their secondary under contract for the next 2 years. Now we'll see if Minka plays out the final year of his deal. I think a lot's going to depend on how he plays this year, but they finally got some stability in the back end. They finally got a partner with Minka. Now let's see if it can all come together.
Ray, do you think this defense will look different this year? And not just like really, you know, a whole different defense by Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin, but T.J. Watt being in different positions, maybe Minka Fitzpatrick moving around, just some, you know, just more window dressing, I guess, if you will, by this defense this year.
Yeah, you don't want opposing offensive coordinators to be able to hone in on T.J. and scheme him out of games with chips and double teams and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think that's part of it. And it's interesting, you know, Gerald Alexander, the new secondary coach, did an interview last week, and he was just talking about being more opportunistic in the secondary. Now, the Steelers led the NFL in turnovers last year with 33 guys, but Joey Porter didn't have any picks. Minka only had one. So you figure if you can get those two guys going a little bit more, you're already opportunistic defense could be really dangerous. So he was talking about, you know, Joey getting his eyes towards the ball, being more offensive minded instead of being so grabby with his hands. So, you know, I'm excited to see what Alexander can bring to that secondary, because if you look at it, I don't think the secondary has played up to the expectations when Grady Brown was the coach back there. And I think if Gerald Alexander can just get a little bit more out of those guys, I think the defense could take a turn for the better.
They were 26th in the league in pass defense last year, and Jalen Hurts absolutely shredded them. Patrick Mahomes absolutely shredded them, and you would think that that's not unforgivable, but it was the best game of the year that Patrick Mahomes had. It was at home at Acrisure Stadium when you felt like the Steelers needed to put their foot down. I feel like we spent so much of the offseason talking about the rush defense, Ray, because of how that playoff game went. I think the pass defense was more of an Achilles heel for him last year, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but it's almost like if the Steelers don't get pressure and the quarterback isn't hurried into a throw, they're not going to have a chance to make a play on the ball. Like they just sit back too much, and they're always okay with just giving up the yardage and making the teams travel the length of the field on them. So I think that's going to change a little bit. I think Alexander wants to be a little bit more aggressive. He certainly does with Joey. In terms of Minka, I don't know what the solution there is, guys. I mean, I don't want to say they seem content with him in his role right now, but I think they feel like the defense overall is better if they don't try to force him into situations where he can get more turnover. So it's been 2 years now. I don't know if that's going to change. And as you guys know, that's a really big number for a guy who's not producing turnovers. I think he's 23
yeah.
plus against the cap this year. That's a really big number. Hopefully that turns around. But every time we ask Terrell Austin about it or Gerald Alexander about it, they don't really harp on it too much. They just kind of feel like that's the way it is, and they got to kind of scheme around it.
Ray, Ryan Clark said yesterday that he looks at Mike Tomlin as an underachiever and also Aaron Rodgers as an underachiever. Do you think that there's truth to that? Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. Do you think that Aaron Rodgers is considered an underachiever for his NFL career and what he has had in the moments he has embarked on and not come through on throughout his career? Do you think he's an underachiever?
Yeah, so he won his first Super Bowl in 2010 against the Steelers. And then correct me if I'm wrong, I think that next year they went 15-1
yep.
and they lost to the Giants, right, in the championship game or in the playoffs. I'm
yes.
not sure which. And it just seems like after that, like when you miss that opportunity to go back-to-back or to get multiple ones, it's really hard to get back. Like you look at the second half of Ben's career, how good they were on offense, and, you know, they never got it done post Super Bowl 45. You know, they never won one after 43. So yeah, I think in some ways Aaron underachieves in terms of Super Bowl championships and, you know, playoff performance, however you want to frame that. So I do think there's a little bit to that. It's getting a little bit late. You know, it's kind of fantastical to say it'll happen with the Steelers this year, but I guess this is his one last shot to sort of rectify that.
I guess Mark Caboli said that he didn't pick up much of a difference between the way that Rodgers was throwing the football and the way that Mason Rudolph was throwing the football in minicamp. Do you agree with that assessment? And you can be as mean to Mark as you want to be.
I think I said
that. Yeah,
that
was Ray that said that.
Oh, well then what the hell are you looking at, Ray?
I was like,
maybe Caboli said that too. No, I mean, God, they're all NFL quarterbacks. They could all throw the football. I mean, if you went out there, like Skylar Thompson can throw the football, and you're watching them throw on air. So I think the difference is once you get into preseason games and
get yourself, Ray. Take yourself out, Ray.
No, 11-11 stuff. It's – and Dora knows this. It's throwing in tight windows. It's knowing, you know, where the guys are going to be on defense so you don't get into trouble with interceptions. But, looking at these guys in minicamp, I mean, Mason looked really good. We didn't really get to see a lot from Aaron because he was just doing individual. But, we'll see what's up, come late July when they report to training camp.
I can't get over that I wanted you to make fun of Caboli, even though it was your take. So, thus, I wanted you to make fun of yourself. All right.
We can still make fun of Caboli, though.
Yeah, we can. Real quick here. So, they get Darius Slay up in here, and he's no spring chicken. Again, OTAs, mini camp, you're right. We're going to learn a lot more in training camp. But from what you've seen so far, is he going to fit more in the Patrick Peterson mold, or is he going to be more of the Joe Hayden kind of guy?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, I mean, Hayden came here like in his late 20s. So, yeah. I mean, that's, I don't even know if that's a fair comparison, but they keep punting on cornerback. And it's like year after year after year, like in March and April, we're talking about how they have to draft one and they don't do it. So they're just hoping for one good year out of them. They're hoping it's better than Patrick Peterson. They're hoping it's better than Dante Jackson. We'll see. But I'm sure after the season ends, guys, we're going to be talking about, in addition to all the college quarterbacks, we're going to be talking about the college cornerbacks who are coming out too, because they certainly need to address that.
Ray, Mark Caboli did say this on our show, that he thinks Caleb Johnson's going to be a star. Do you agree with that assessment?
I think Caleb Johnson's going to be really good in his rookie season. I don't know, you know, if he's going to be a star, but they finally have somebody who's going to fit Arthur Smith's offense. And, you know, last year with Najee, he's more of a power guy and Arthur wanted to run the outside zone. So it's just never really worked from that perspective. So listen, I think Jaylen Warren is going to start the season as RB1, but you know, listen, by October, November, I think you're going to see an even split in the carries. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if Caleb Johnson has 700-800 yards this year and looks really good in the process.
Raymond, this was wonderful. Sorry for insulting you, and we appreciate your time.
All good. See you guys.
Thanks, Ray.
See you, buddy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.